You're listening to the Lead 'Em Up Podcast.
Thank you for hanging in with us today. I'm Adam, as always, alongside my guy, Leon. And today, Leon, we're going to be jumping into a theme of leadership that, frankly, there's a language, a specific term that I have been just kind of deeply resonating on and thinking about and ruminating on. There was an article I read on LinkedIn a couple months ago that basically said the 10 skills most sought after in professionals today. Now, when I saw the article, I don't know about you, Leon. I'm a sucker at times on social media for lists.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
You know, it's like top five best brunches, you know, top 10 things you need to know as a coach. I'm always like, oh, I'm on it, right? Yeah. So I see this article, top 10 skills most sought after by professionals. Now, at first, I didn't think much of it because I thought it was just going to be some opinionated article. Some guy, some girl had written a piece ranking their top 10. It was actually very different, Leon. It was this interesting piece where LinkedIn went through all their databases over the previous 12 months, all the profiles that were on LinkedIn, millions, right? And they searched what were the skills people were adding to their profiles over those 12 months, and they were able to stack rank them.
Oh, that's good.
They then also went and studied all the job postings that were posted on LinkedIn over the last 12 months, and they scanned all the skills that they sought after. So it was skills people were adding to their profiles and skills workplaces were wanting to see in their candidates. And they put those lists together and they created a top 10 stacked rank list based on their algorithms. It was fascinating. And in that, the number one skill that was most sought after, it has nothing to do with our conversation today, but it was skills associated with AI.
Of course.
Makes sense, right? AI. Okay. But the second thing, man, it opens the conversation today. The second most sought after skill sought after by preferred professionals in today's workplace environment, just team environment, et cetera, is what they referenced as adaptive leadership. That exact term of adaptive leadership. And it's not that like adapting and leadership was new, but like, I think the language of adaptive leadership, at least felt a little new to me.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And what it basically said is that this ability to adapt in our leadership based on circumstance and individual, those being the two primary things, the circumstances around us, the individuals around us, to be able to adapt and adjust and to lead in those moments with great intentionality and serve the moment with what is most needed in the moment. To serve the moment with what's most needed in the moment. And can you adapt and adjust with great intentionality to basically serve those circumstances and individuals with what's most needed in the moment? Now, this theme of adaptive leadership, Leon, as you're hearing me kind of open us up for our conversation today, what's some of your initial thoughts that are going through your mind there?
I'm immediately thinking of how LinkedIn adapted. They needed to know the skills that people were working on because there was maybe things were slow for LinkedIn. So they adapted. They figured out what were the skills that people were working on, and immediately they adapted to the change that was happening currently, because currently, like, things are always going to change. You know, the times are going to change. So if your job is to lead, to assist, to coach, to train, shouldn't you have the ability to provide change for what's needed? So, yeah, it's a lot going through my mind. I'm excited to dive into this concept of coaches and, you know, just everything just being just adaptive approach to, you know, everything that we do in life. I'm excited. Let's go. Let's jump into it.
You know, and it's interesting, Leon, because when you think about this, man, we are living in a rapid, high pace, forever changing environment. Yeah. I mean, isn't that the case? I mean, technology's coming in, personalities being different, society issues creeping into different things. Like, man, we're fast. It's a fast paced society and things are constantly changing. And I think if you don't have this ability to be adaptive, man, you're going to be left behind.
Yeah.
You're going to be left behind. Or not only will you potentially be left behind, you're never going to thrive and flourish, because what is needed tomorrow is going to be different than what's needed today oftentimes.
That's good.
And if you're not able to adapt and adjust and be able to kind of move your own approach in a way that's going to be able to reach the moment, you're going to experience resistance in your leadership. And, you know, when you think about what prevents adaptive leadership, you know, there's really three things. We were talking about this before we jumped on.
Yeah.
You know, you think about most leaders, they tend to operate in three realms of their leadership. They tend to operate from past experiences, their experiences. So like a lot of leaders will and coaches will lead based on how they were led. They will lead based on their experiences with coaches that coached them. And it almost becomes ingrained in them, and they become like, you know, reflections of a previous coach or, you know, how they were coached. And that's good to some degree, because they're certainly good within that. But what if the moment requires something different? Now, that's a detriment. That's a detriment for you to coach the way your coach coached you 20 years ago if today's moment requires something different.
Oh, come on.
But we do that. We coach from past experiences. Here's the second thing we coach from. A lot of times we coach from our own tendencies. Tendencies, these kind of deep just tendencies of our behavior, our comfort zone, what's natural to us. Maybe I'm a natural yeller, right? Maybe I'm a natural this, that, or another. Like, that's just kind of ingrained in me. Well, like, okay, I understand why you do that. It's natural for you. It's your tendency, right? It's maybe a little bit connected to your upbringing, things like that, right? Your own personality, all your uniqueness. That's fine. It's understandable. But what if that's not what's needed in the moment?
Yeah. And one thing about your behavior has the ability to change. So that's something that may need to be implemented. And as you were talking about experience, I think leading from experience, the problem with it is if the experience worked back then, you know, that's the challenge to overcome. Okay, just because it worked back then, it may not work now. It may not be what's needed now. But the tendency, like you said, the tendency, the behavior of it working back then, that's what they're banking on. You know, they're banking on it working again this time around. So it's like, yeah, the change, the tendency, it has the ability to change. The behavior has the ability to change. So why not consider it? So that's a good one. I like tendency
on that. And frankly, coaches want players to change.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right. So like we've got to mirror it. Yeah. And you bring up a good point. It's definitely the trap, because yes, it may have been successful in the past. So you think, okay, that is the recipe for success moving forward. It worked 20 years ago. It worked when I was playing. But the reality is, I think one thing all coaches need to wrestle with, man. In fact, all people need to wrestle with, if you want to be a high performer. If you don't want to be a high performer, first of all, actually, we don't even need to address that, because you're not listening to this episode if you don't want to be a high performer. This is Lead Them Up. You know what I mean?
Turn it off.
We're not. I mean, listen, look at your hat. The you unstuck. People aren't listening to this if they want to be stuck. They do want to get it better. They do want to lead them up and grow and stuff. But the reality is you got to avoid the trap of what worked before, because once again, it may not work today, but you need to wrestle with this dynamic of what is effective versus what is most effective. It is the tension that all leaders need to be wrestling with. Okay, yes, this is effective. Okay, what I experienced in the past, my old approach, this current approach, it is effective. But is it most effective?
Yeah.
And if and it goes back to that quote that we, you know, Leon, we say it all the time, good isn't good enough if better is an option. That is the effective, most effective tension. Because effective is a good option, but it's actually a bad option if there is a better option that you're declining as the option because you want to stick on your original option. Like, that's a, that doesn't cut it.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
So, a lot of leaders, when they avoid adaptive leadership, they're leaning into past experiences, which is causing them to kind of just operate in a way rather than adapting to what's needed in the moment. Secondly, they're sometimes just defaulting to their own natural tendency, their comfort zone, right? And once again, that comes from a variety of places, sometimes upbringing, sometimes just your general personality, and you just kind of lead the way you lead, and that's your behavior. The third is that they sometimes just lead off feel. A lot of leaders just they operate off intuition rather than intention. So this intuition is just a feel. And yes, it is a little bit of a feel, but boy, you better be careful because your feelings may go down a path that's not most needed in the moment.
Oh, we say it all the time with Mixing Board, right? Emotions go up, intelligence goes down.
Let's go. It's left brain, right brain all day. You know? And, I mean, so like what? And when you think about emotional intelligence, too, when you think about the top two components of emotional intelligence, self-awareness, self-management. Okay. Well, listen, if you feel a certain way, well, okay, your awareness, you need to be aware that you're feeling a certain way. But remember, the second part is self-managing. We don't just act on every feeling. You've got to manage those feelings to show up and manage it in such a way that is actually showing up most needed in the moment.
Ooh, that's good. Come on.
So those three lenses of experience, tendency, and feel are all part of the equation.
Yeah.
They're all part of the equation, but they need to be kind of filtered through this lens of intention.
It's good.
Because those things can help give us insight, can kind of lead us and guide us, but then it needs to go through this lens of, okay, I'm feeling this way, I've got this natural approach, but I don't want to just default to those three things. I now want to put them, those three experience, those three things, which are part of me. I now want to put them through this lens of great intention because I need this intention to allow me to show up in the moment with what's most needed in the moment. And as you go through this filter of intention, now that is going to start allowing you to adapt and adjust. Okay. Because as you filter those, you may filter out the feeling. And realize that's not what's most needed in the moment.
Yeah, that's good.
You may filter out the tendency because what I want to do, I want to yell at.
Yep.
And that's my natural tendency because I'm a yeller, let's just say. But if you, as you put it through the intention filter to actually see what is most needed in the moment. Now that intention filter may remove some things. And as you're removing certain things, that intention filter is actually going to be deeply tied and connected to this theme of adaptive leadership. Because as you're operating with great intention, you are actually entering into a mindset of I'm trying to adjust and adapt and show up in the moment with what is most needed in the moment. I'm going to remove this. I'm going to remove this. I'm going to avoid this. And I'm going to show up this way. And that is part of your adaptive process.
Yeah. It's more proactive. It's more proactive instead of, you know, just reactive. You know, the tendency is to react to something that's happening in that moment, you know. But once you peel back the layers and filter, you know, your feelings through that level of intentions, you're going to find out, oh, this is actually needed. And oh, that's so good. Those two words, I'm going back and forth with filtered and intentions. You know, those two words are standing out to me right now.
So I'm intrigued with what you just shared there of proactive and adaptive. Because I actually think there's relationship there, okay? And because when you think about proactive and adaptive, you know, I don't think you'll be, you bring up a great point, because I think if you're living reactive, I think it would diminish your adaptive score.
Ooh, adaptive score. Let's go.
And I'm processing this a little out loud here, because, if I'm going to be adaptive, I need to have assessed the circumstances and individuals present. Yeah. So I know which way I need to go so I can be very intentional and adapt accordingly. The reactive is almost like you're behind.
Yeah. Yeah.
How are you going to effectively adapt if you're just reacting to what's in front of you?
Oh, no. Adapt, assess, filter? No, I'm just going. No, absolutely not. I'm reacting. I'm just going with whatever feeling I feel right now. This is what I think is best.
And you know what? The reactive approach in your leadership will result in you solely living on experience, tendency, and feel.
It relates right back to those three. Wow.
Because reactive, okay, well, if you're just going to react, here's what you're going to do. You're going to go based on your past experiences, what you've seen before. You're going to go to your natural default behavior that's most comfortable to you, your reactive tendency, or you're just going to go with what you think feels right in the moment, none of which could be what's needed in the moment. And you reacting is causing you to not be as intentional with your adaptive approach, right? And there's a really interesting dynamic I'm just going to drop in here in the episode and let people kind of research it a little bit. Everyone knows EQ and IQ. We've heard those. Yeah. EQ, emotional intelligence, IQ, emotional or intelligence. It actually stands for EQ, actually stands for emotional quotient. IQ stands for intelligence quotient. Mm-hmm. There's a new one that's really starting to rise. It's another Q. Doesn't get talked about. It's almost like it's almost as if it's like the middle child.
Okay.
You know, and everyone knows the older child. Everyone knows about the older child. Oh, older child's good. Everyone knows the baby. The baby gets a lot of attention. A lot of times people forget about the middle child. But yeah, it's interesting. A lot of times when you get maybe there's a child who's not as well known outward, the parents though, they go, yeah, but don't sleep on the middle child.
Yeah.
like the parents know something that others don't know about that one particular child, right? It's almost like the EQ and IQ, they get a lot of attention. But there's this middle child within it that doesn't get talked about. And that Q is what they call LQ. And you're going to see a lot more of this over the next few years, LQ. It actually stands for learning quotient.
Okay.
And if EQ is emotional quotient, IQ is intelligence quotient, LQ is learning quotient. And here's how it goes. IQ tells us what we already know. LQ tells us what we need to know next. Learning quotient is about adapting, adjusting, and accommodating proactively what's coming up ahead. Staying ahead of the game. And it's this individual's ability to adapt and adjust moving forward. And you listen, coaches, you can research it. Make a note right now, learning quotient, read up on it, right? It is the ability to kind of know what's going to happen before it happens, to take initiative before it happens, to anticipate what's coming up next. And that, frankly, plays right into the adaptive leadership, because I want to start adapting and adjusting based on the circumstances and individuals. I need to know what's coming up. I need to know what they're thinking. I need to know what's going on. I need to know kind of where they're at. I need to observe it so I can get out ahead of this. Not being this reactive kind of, no, I need to get out ahead of this. And, here's a quote on the proactive adaptive that we've talked about a moment ago. Proactive prepares you to change, but adaptive helps you thrive through the change.
Okay.
Proactive prepares you, and this is how they marry together, and adaptive helps you thrive through the change.
Okay. I like that.
You know what I mean? And it's interesting because it's just, I think leaders need to be operating with greater intentionality.
Yeah.
And I think that LinkedIn article of adaptive leadership basically said, this is what the world needs. Because there's so much change. There's so many unique dynamics. Gen Z is different than all the other generations before. They want different things. They need different things. Our world needs different things. Yeah. Are you going to be able to be proactive, lead with great intention, and adapt in such a way where you are ahead of the moment?
And I think what's so special about it is we've all done it before. We've all done it before. I look at adaptive learning or adaptive leadership, as you were breaking it down, I look at it like the pandemic. The only way we survived through that crisis was flexibility, was adaptability. We had to make our money, our food, our toilet paper stretch. Right? You remember?
Literally, man.
We had to tap into just another level of resilience, adaptability. We had to bend without breaking. You know, it wasn't the time for us to break. We had to break through. You know, and adaptability, we all have that ability. You know, I look at it, I look at the tech world the same way, right? If we didn't adapt in the tech space, we'd still have the flip phones. You know, we wouldn't be able to FaceTime our loved ones who are miles and, you know, all over the world, all over the country. And, you know, we'd be stuck. You know, leadership has to have a certain level of adaptability at its forefront, and I'm loving this LQ because it's teaching us that we got to thrive through the change. Like you said there, thrive through the change. That's powerful right there. We don't want to just go through the change. We want to thrive through it. We don't just want to live. We want to survive in ways that we've never survived before, man. And I'm a firm believer that if we've done it before, we can do it again. So, man, this is good. What else you got, man?
I think as we kind of wrap up here, I want to ask coaches, like, you know, when you think about experience, feel, and tendency, right? Like we were talking about, be honest with yourself. Is that where the majority of your leadership is coming from? Mm-hmm. You know, it's just based on past experience. Is it just based on your natural tendency? Is it just based on what you feel in the moment? And all those, once again, play part of it. But if you had to score your adaptive leadership score on a scale of 1 to 10, on your ability to adjust and adapt your approach, your tone, your language, your interactions, based on the circumstances and individuals in front of you. If you had to give yourself a score on a scale of 1 to 10 on how adaptive you are to every circumstance and individual, every moment in front of you, what would you score yourself? 1 being poor, 10 being high, right? And I think if you can operate in a way that score keeps trying to incrementally get improved, I think your leadership, and you'll see the fruits of your leadership, continue to grow. And, you know, I just want to throw that challenge out there. In fact, think about it today. Think about it today. Think about your players today. Think about the next time you're with your team. Maybe that is today. Maybe that's tomorrow. For us, when is the next team that we're with, right? I've got 2 teams this afternoon, right? I've got a cheer team and a field hockey team. I need to be thinking, where are they? Man, what's going on with them? Like, what do they need right now? Right? How do I need to best show up in the moment for them? And it needs to get even granular in the sense, how do I need to show up for some of the individuals in the room, some of the certain players, you know? And I want to be a leader that is flexible and adaptive. Now, last thing I'll say on this is there is this tendency that there could be potentially a pushback on this that, and I wrestle with this when we talk about leadership styles, Leon, about what style is the best one. As you know, we always talk about it, it's the one most needed in the moment.
Yeah.
And I've had people at times say, well, like, do you ever run the risk of your team not knowing who you are?
Mm.
Because you adapt so much. Like, you show up different ways based on what's needed in the moment, right? Where all of a sudden then they can't keep up with who you are. You're always changing. You're always bringing something different.
That's good, yeah.
And it's a fair question. It's a fair question. And here's what I say to that. I don't think the changing and adapting is that significant, where like you literally are like almost operating in a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, like personality change type dynamic. I don't think it's that drastic where you will dizzy your team, where they just won't be able to keep up. It won't be that drastic. But let me tell you this. I have yet to see, as someone who's done this for 10 years, obsessed with leadership development, team development, culture development, behavior, I've yet to see any team get frustrated that their coach is showing up the right way in the moment. I've never seen it.
Yeah, me neither. I've been here for a minute too.
It's one of the gifts, Leon. Yeah. It's one of the gifts, like that we, when we show up what's needed in the moment, it's the gift. It's not a point of frustration. I don't get frustrated with you, Leon, for you showing up with what's needed in the moment. I'm actually thankful that you showed up with what's needed in the moment. So this isn't about like, man, I don't know what type of Leon I'm going to get. No, it's actually a reassurance that I know what I am going to get from Leon is what's needed in the moment.
That's good.
You know what I mean? It's not like, wow, some days he yells, some days he's calm. Like, no.
Yeah.
I'm thankful that some days Leon yells, some days that Leon is calm. And I'm thankful that he's so in tune.
Yeah.
And he's so intentional that the days he yells is because we needed it. That's what the moment and the days he's calm. I'm so thankful that he showed up calm because that's what we needed.
Come on.
People don't get frustrated when you show up with what's most needed in the moment. That's a fact. That's a fact.
Way to bring us home, baby. Way to bring us home with that, man.
The leaders. Wow. Adaptive leadership, it's the number one most sought after skill right now currently in professionals. Not my words, deep data shows that. And are you going to be able to demonstrate the adaptive leadership based on the circumstance and individuals, essentially demonstrating the emotional intelligence to be able to adjust and adapt and just allow the traditional experience, tendencies, and feel to play a role, but not the only role. Not the only role. So listen, coaches, we appreciate you as always for tuning in. I'm Adam, he is Leon. On behalf of the entire Lead 'Em Up team, until next time, we are out.